Many small American towns use special events to attract visitors and dollars. The strategy is a hit in places like Aspen and Park City. Those names are now synonymous with major festivals. But people in one northern Michigan tourist town complain of festival fatigue. They would like a little less excitement. Peter Payette of Interlochen Public Radio reports.
The word fudgies has long captured the ambivalence some residents of tourist towns have for the visitors who crowd their streets and buy fudge. But that word sounds antiquated these days in towns that are becoming more adept at selling parties than fudge.
We have about 200 events we've done in Traverse City.
That's Sam Porter. He's been called the party man in his hometown.
These are the posters that actually, you know, events that could afford posters. So you'll see Mari Batali, you'll see the microbrew festivals, you'll see the Dandy Horse Festival, which was really just a tool to launch the first bike swap.
Lots of Porter's events have a social cause, like selling used bikes to support the area's network of bike trails. The way he sees it, events are a great way for a region to exhibit itself.
We always talk about the big events, and that's in the front. That's only 2, 3, or 4 different events, but really look at all the thousands of micro events that really make up who we are as Northern Michigan.
But it's the big events that have some of his neighbors riled up. Traverse City's been in the festival business since the late 1920s, beginning with the National Cherry Festival. In 2005, Michael Moore launched a film festival here, and a wide variety of events have sprung up since. Big ones are held on Lake Michigan's Grand Traverse Bay, in a downtown spot called the Open Space. Earlier this fall, residents like Karen Nielsen told their commissioners they'd had enough.
I resent that I can't go there an awful lot anymore because there's always these fences, you know, blocking my access to the open space.
After that meeting, the city proposed limiting the number of festivals, and the concept of festival fatigue went viral. Though the business community here warned city leaders not to send the wrong message to visitors, Commissioner Barbara Boudros was emphatic that tourists cost the city money.
1.3 million people come here, drive on our streets, use our infrastructure, leave trash, whatever. We're never going to be able to recoup the cost.
Brad Van Domelen heads the Traverse City Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and looked startled when Boudreaux said that. He estimates visitors spend more than $1 billion in the area every year.
That is money that is earned elsewhere, that is being brought into our community, deposited in local businesses.
Lots of places are trying to attract that money. Dan McColl studies tourism at Michigan State University and points to Caseville, a tiny town in Michigan's thumb that started a cheeseburger festival more than a decade ago.
The first year it was just a 2-day festival. They attracted 5,000 people. And they said, whoa, we've got to keep this going.
Only 800 people live in Caseville. But last year, 300,000 cheeseburgers were sold in just 10 days. McColl says festivals like this fit with the way Americans vacation in the 21st century. Shorter trips with less advanced planning.
With festivals, you know, you can take a last-minute trip to a festival, and festivals are run on weekends normally, or at least that's when they have their busy time, so that fits in well.
McColl says for major destinations, events offer a new experience each time, like changing the sets in a play. But some in Traverse City who've been watching the play for decades say they're not certain they want another act. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette.